This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are three distinct questions asked to John the Baptist. But the Christians only see two questions. Why? They only think two questions asked. Art thou the Christ? Art thou the Messiah? And he says no. Art thou the Elias? And he says no. Then the third question, art thou that prophet? And the answer is no. That means all three are different prophets. The Messiah is different, Elias is different, and that prophet is different. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is the Messiah, which we agree. We do not doubt the more than 100 prophecies mentioned about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Old Testament. Because all the Muslims believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is the messenger of God. Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. No Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers of Almighty God. We believe that he was the Messiah, translated Christ. We believe that he was born miraculously without any male intervention, which many modern day Christians today do not believe. We believe that he gave life to the dead with God's permission. We believe that he healed those born blind and lepers with God's permission. We do not argue regarding more than 100 prophecies mentioned in the Old Testament about the Messiah, about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, because we believe he was the Messiah. We believe he was one of the mightiest messengers of God. But we tell the Christians, why do you deny the prophecies of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned in the Old Testament and the New Testament? Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 21 to 25, three distinct questions are asked to John the Baptist. Art thou the Messiah? Art thou the Christ? He says no. Art thou the Elias? He says no. Art thou that prophet? He says no. That means there were three different people, not three in one. So if you say Jesus is the Messiah, peace be upon him, Jesus cannot be that prophet. That prophet has to be someone else, and that is no one but the last and final messenger prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 25. Then the priest and the Levites, the Jews, they say, why dost thou baptize if thou not the Christ? Thou art not Elias. Thou art not that prophet. Three distinct questions. You ask any Christian, who is this that prophet mentioned in Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 21, 25? They have no reply. They can't say it means Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, because it's already mentioned that he is the Messiah. It refers to no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I will pray to my Father to send you another Comforter who will abide with you forever. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16, that I will pray to my Father to send you another Comforter who will abide with you forever. That means Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, will not abide with the Christian forever. This new Comforter, this new prophet who will come, will abide with you forever. He further says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26, but when the Comforter shall come, who I shall send from my Father, the Spirit of truth preceding before thee, he shall testify me. This Comforter to come, whom my Father will send, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, he will testify me, he will talk about me, he will testify that I was the messenger of God. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. All these three verses I quoted, Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 16, Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 26, and Gospel of John chapter number 16 verse number 7 talks about the Comforter. When you ask the Christians, who is this Comforter? They say, this Comforter is the Holy Spirit. I ask the Christians, how does it refer to the Holy Spirit? It's clearly mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. The criteria for the Comforter to come is that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, should depart. Only after he departs will the Comforter come. We know that the Holy Spirit was already there before Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was born. The Holy Spirit was there in the womb of Elizabeth. The Holy Spirit was there when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was being baptized. So surely this prophecy cannot refer to the Holy Spirit.